suppose that when I come down to New York, I was going to flop right in the middle of the High Tone Society, but I guess that's just about what I've done. You see, I had an old friend living down here named Henry Higgins, and I wanted to see Henry mighty bad. Well, I got a fella to show me where his house was, way up on Avenue 5, and when I seen it, it just about took my breath away. Henry's house is a good deal bigger than the courthouse at Pumpkin Center. Well, I went over and rung some newfangled sort of a doorbell, and fella with knee breeches on come out and wanted to know who it was I wanted to see. And I told him I wanted to see Henry Higgins. Well, I guess Henry, he must have heard me talking, because he just come out and grabbed me by both hands. He said, "Why, Uncle Josh Weathersby, how do you do? Come right in." Well, sir, he took me into the house and introduced me to more women folks than I ever seen before in my life at one time. I guess they was having sort of society doings at Henry's house. One lady said to me, "Why, Mr. Weathersby, I'm so glad to see you. I've heard Mr. Higgins speak to you so often." I said, "Well, now, you put me in mind of old Nancy Smith back home, and she's been trying to get married last 40 years that I can remember on." Well, they had a dance. I think they called it a cowtillion. Well, sir, I hopped right out on the floor and cut up more capers than any young fella there. Just looked as though all the ladies wanted to dance with me. One lady asked me if I danced the jazz, and I told her no, I danced with my feet. Then they had some meat in the dining room. Well, I hadn't got any more eating right good when that fella with the knee breeches on insulted me. He handed me a little wash bowl with a towel around it, and I told him he needn't cast any insinuations at me. I washed my hands before I come in. Well, then they had something what they called Charlotte Russie, kind of a little shaving mug made out of cake and poor sweetened lather. I had about 11 of them things. They didn't fill up very well. Then they had something what they called ice cream. Looked to me like a bar of Castile soap. Well, I stuck my fork in it and tried to bite it, and it slipped off and got inside of my clothes. And less than a minute, I was froze from my chin to my toes. Well, I guess I cut quite a caper at Henry's house.